Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a classic Tea with Gary V interview where Gary goes over how to get over insecurity when showing yourself on camera when building your personal brand.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Me and my wife left our corporate lives and sold all the shit we didn't need and moved out to the middle of nowhere. Just trying to document the journey on YouTube and how do you be yourself, or how do I be my nerdy ass self in front of the camera? Because when I'm solo with it, like, I just clam up.
I understand. So, Chris, I think it comes down to taking a big step back and really, really, really thinking about the following. Why in the world, especially when you have such a fucking epic red beard, why in the world would you ever, ever, ever let somebody's anonymous opinion stop you from telling your truth? Literally right before you came on right now, and I think you probably heard it, I asked the question of how many of you, when you first saw me, thought I was bullshit, fuck this guy. I just, while you were talking and I was admiring your background, I saw an ungodly amount of people say me. You can imagine, as a human, that doesn't feel great. It's just that I've conditioned myself at this point to be empathetic to other people's opinions because they don't know me. Same with you, brother. You could be nerdy because It doesn't matter if people think you're nerdy or boring or not boring. You just got to keep persevering. You're going to find your crew. You're going to find your crew.
Right, right.
A lot of people are asking. I don't even know if it's so much that, because there's probably
10,000 people watching this right now, and I can talk to you and conjunct a coherent sentence. But when I'm solo with the camera, like, my brain just goes to mush and I can't organize my thoughts.
I got an idea. It's really funny.
What's that? You might
have a similarity to me. I actually hate being solo too. I need action. Notice how I'm bringing Dustin
in. Yeah, that's kind of how I am. I do better interacting.
When I did Wine Library TV, I made Kastner and Chris Mott. People used to think I said Mott. Those people behind the camera, I used to interact with them because I needed the action. When I did Ask Gary V, I made India and Stunwin and those characters part of it. I'm doing Tea with Gary V. I'm making Dustin a part of it. So what you may want to do is when you make videos, you may want to go on Facebook Live or YouTube Live and do it live because you're getting a little bit of that human interaction that you're feeling right now. Or you might need a virtual co-host.
How would you do that?
You would do it. I mean, we're co-hosts right now. So
that makes sense.
Right? You go to StreamYard.com. That's like a platform. You hit up your buddies or, you know, somebody you think could be good at this. And maybe what you need is a co-host. Some people are way better with co-hosts than they are solo.
So how would I incorporate that in with, like, my daily things that I have to do when I'm homesteading that I want to document?
When you're homesteading and documenting, you don't even need to talk to camera. Maybe you just document it and then you do voiceover with you and that person after the fact in post-production.
Okay.
See what's awesome about this, Chris, is what has always driven me is the ability to have ideas and to always look for yes. Like, there's nothing you or anybody else can say that's gonna stop me or make me say, well, we can't. There's always things to do. The fact that you can document what you're doing and then do post-production voiceover might be the unlock.
Right? Yeah, that's definitely one to think about for sure.
You like that, right? That's kind of fresh.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, you know, maybe you feel way more comfortable watching your day and even talking about what was on your mind. As a matter of fact, that's a good idea for me, for Daily V. The coolest shit is actually in my mind that you can't see. What I'm saying out loud,
right.
As entertaining and smart as it is, I promise you it's fucking secondary to what's going on in here.
Right. And, you know, I spend a lot of time I have my wife and my kids and whatnot, but I do a lot of solo projects around here. So I spend a lot of time internalizing.
I love that. I think filming that, as quote unquote boring as it may seem in what you're doing, I would argue it isn't, especially if you voice over and be like, yo, I was looking at this fucking plant or doing this there, what the fuck you're doing, right? By the way, what's your channel? It's getting, people are bombarding me for what your channel is.
Oh, it's Bar None Off Grid, Bar with two R's.
Oh, I love that, Chris Bar. Bar what?
Bar None Off Grid.
And what's Dustin, you got that? Because I know we're going to put the link here. Is that it right there, Chris? Can you see that?
What's that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All one word, right? Up for YouTube?
No, it's separated just like he wrote it.
Good job, Dustin. Chris, I wish you luck. I'm telling you right now, I really like the idea of you just filming it and then taking it into post-production and talking over it.
Okay.
Do you think you can do that, or you just yes to me?
And see how that works out then.
How does that feel in your gut? Like, nah, that's not going to work, Gary, or talk to me.
Nah. I don't know. I think it's probably better than me being solo with the camera trying to talk to it, but it's still just me
stuck in
talking.
Your
like, oh, I don't know. I guess maybe I am like you. Act is like, I do way better in an interactive scenario.
Why don't you try going live on YouTube or Facebook for the whole day and interacting with the phone? See how that feels.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never tried live stream on YouTube, but I don't really have a lot of followers, so there's...
Chris.
I don't know how many people would watch if I went live.
Chris, when I went live on Ustream back in the day, back in the back day, I fucking had like 7-8 people in there, and they became my family, and 8 became 13, and 13 became 22. What you can do is, before you go live the first time, why don't you go to your address book and text literally everybody your YouTube channel and say, listen, tomorrow's a big day for me. I'm going to go live and I just need some people in there. And it would mean a lot to me if you came. You're going to have 6 to 15 friends jump in there.
Okay.
Chris, you know what's funny? I don't know what Mike's like. Chris, you just went up 100 followers on your YouTube subscriber list since we've been talking.
Kidding me? That's fucking fantastic.
I think it's fucking fantastic too.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that right now.
Well, guess what? Here's what I have to say to it. Now you have a base. Now you have a base of people that will join you on your first YouTube Live. Take advantage of it, my friend. Use this serendipitous moment to start the next chapter.
Right. Just got to grind and kill it.
You had 35 followers. Now you have 142.
Jesus. That's insane.
It's a good day, Bar.
Hey, appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate you. Let's throw up his channel one more time. Dustin, Chris, have a great, great day.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Love you.
You got it. I love you back. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm going to have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. This amazing 5-star review comes from Vanessa Delgado, and it reads, I'm a huge fan of Gary Vee. He's just a genius. I'm in my 30s with 2 kids trying to grind, and he gives me that push every single time. You are big, Gary. My respects to you. Thank you again for that amazing review. And to anybody listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.